KRVS 80.
Good evening and welcome to the Minor Court here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles. This evening's episode will be based on Futurama Bender, who says he's making stops at wherever the heck he feels like it. This will be a free-for-all. I'm going to start things off with Morphine, All Your Way from the Yes album.
About it, not right now. On my dying day, am I able to say, on a still sea full of manly rage? On my dying day, am I able to say, where every word explodes in my face, am I able to say, you know, I finally see things all your way. I finally
this machine.
That was Slant 6, Inzombia, from Inzombia. I will admit I missed a great chance to play that on Halloween. That was Christiania Bielewit on bass. She also played bass in Autoclave, playing a Fender Precision Bass in both bands. Before that, you heard Radiohead, Street Spirit Fade Out from The Bends. It's Johnny Greenwood on guitar. He plays a Marshall Shredmaster into a Fender 85. Of course, the first song you heard was Morphine's All Your Way from the Yes album. Sandman switched from a Telecaster he played through an octave divider into a Premier bass with only two strings on it. He was a minimalist bass player. He died in Italy of a massive heart attack on stage at age 46. There's now a jazz conservatory group set up for him, and you can donate to him. He's a great jazz bass player. We're going to turn now to something completely different, as they say in certain books, I suppose. We're going to hear The Cure, a primary from Staring at the Sea. If you've never heard the Staring at the Sea album, it's one of the greatest singles albums ever out there. It is in the list of 1001 albums to hear before you die, and it is a wonderful Cure album.
across so many tales. Oh, these days they chase us, moving through this racing now. Always faster. So many vengeful ghosts.
We all need some good white noise. I guess that was Yellow Noise. That was the Silence Industry, This Wheel Like Sand, from A Song for Bad Sectors. Before that, you heard Black Marble, It's Conditional, from It's Immaterial. That was Chris Stewart. He writes, produces, and plays all of his own gear on all those albums. He has like 3 or 4 albums out now. He has a friend play with him live. He also plays analog bass. From an interview with The Hundreds, he gets caught up in a sound. He does all the mixing himself because he wants to transport listeners to a weird alternate reality where things are simpler, and where one hopefully gets lost. I can't recommend It's Conditional enough to my listeners. If you have never heard Black Marble, It's Conditional is a fantastic start to finish album, particularly if you like the band that you heard before that, which was The Cure, a primary from Staring at a Single. On his very first album, Robert Smith used a Woolworth Top 20, which was an awful guitar that had a tendency to go out of tune very often. He moved the bridge pickup to a Jazzmaster when he purchased one for Three Imaginary Boys, the first Cure album. He played that through a Wim Watkins Electric Music Combo Amp, The Who. If you recall, The Who, the powerhouse band from Britain in the 60s, used a Wim from 67 to 68 as their PA, as well as Pink Floyd and Jimi Hendrix. You've been listening to The Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette, Lake Charles. You can visit us online at krvs.org. You can see music, playlists, podcasts, news and upcoming events and information. You can stream us 24/7 at krvs.org. All of our stuff will be up there streaming, and every day when it goes into the streaming podcast format, it's usually put on the home page. You can click on that big red donate button to donate to public radio for Acadiana. We appreciate it, and it keeps us on the air. We're going to turn now to Stellar Drone, Rendezvous with Rama, from Between the Rings. Thank you.
I took it high.
You just heard Heater, Jack Hyde, from Portraits of the Past, Volume 1. That is on an album / record label called Past Inside the Present. If you go to Bandcamp, or if you look them up online, it will lead you to their Bandcamp page. It's Past Inside the Present, PITP. It's a very interesting ambient, lots of ambient noise albums, but they have a collection called Portraits of the Past Volume 1, which is a collection of artists that they have. It's very good. Before that, you heard Washed Out Too Late, and I'm not going to go over Washed Out too much. We play Life of Leisure quite frequently here on the Minor Chord, and that's another very good single man ambient. Before that, you heard Tycho Dive from Dive, and another great ambient album. Before that, you heard Stellar Drone, Rendezvous with Rama from Between the Rings. That is space music by, and I will try not to butcher this too much, Edgars, and his first name actually is just like Edward Dijkstra, which is a Dutch man, but I believe that he is not from the Dutch land. He's from like Czechoslovakia or something. He's Edgars Zekavisius, and he's been making music, space music, since 2009. All of his music has been released for free. He creates most of his tracks in one sitting when he feels inspired, using only a MIDI keyboard or mouse to draw notes. Thank you for tuning in to the Minor Chord here on KRVS. We will see.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 megahertz, with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB-300 and WLJ-739 on a frequency of 946 megahertz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more and listen online at our website at krvs.org.